went down in the water and they baptized him, saying the title in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. But in the Bible, they never baptized nobody like that. They baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. Ain't God all right? You see, Matthew 28:19, that's a title. Father got to have a name. Son got to have a name. The Holy Ghost got to have a name. The whole family in heaven and earth, his name, Jesus. Am I right about that? Whatever you do in word or deed, you do it all in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Baptism in the name of Jesus. Cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Is that right? Hallelujah to God. Ain't he all right? Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you something. He's a good man to know. He's a good man to know. Hallelujah to God. Jesus, that Lamb of God. Hallelujah to God. That John the Baptist, he preached about it. He said, there's one coming mile than I, whose shoes are not worthy to unloose a latch. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Are you with me? Jesus said, after you receive the Holy Ghost, then you shall have power. Then you will be witness. You can witness and tell him, I've been born again. I've been filled with the Spirit of God. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I got joy, unspeakable joy. I can praise God now. I can lift my hand now. My weight is lifted off of me. I got joy. I got joy, unspeakable joy. Yes, ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you this, that some people, they can't praise God. They can't shout. But let me tell you one thing, when the Holy Ghost come in, you got to shout. When it come into your heart, you got to shout. God is in you. Hallelujah to God. The power's inside of you. It'll cause you to praise God. It'll cause you to speak in tongues. It'll cause you to raise your hand. It'll cause you to clap your hand. Yeah, I heard Jesus say, I heard the Lord say, I'll walk in you. I'll talk in you. I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. I heard him say, Revelation 3:20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would hear my voice.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM. Thank you.
time on this journey, sometime your way can get so dark, your load can get so heavy, look like you just can't hardly make it. But I found out that God is able. Yes, he will make a way out of no way. I want to talk to you. I don't want to get in a hurry. I want to talk to you just a moment about broken pieces. Listen. Whatever the problem, whatever the need, Lord, you're a friend indeed, yes you are. Lord, you know what seems to bother me, even though I try not to let it show, but do I have a witness in here? Oh, y'all, I need somebody to pray with me just for a little while. Have you ever been really hurting on the inside? And you just tried to cover it up. You have a smile on your face, but you're crying at the same time on the inside. But I got something I want to tell you. Listen. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Yes, he is. Reach out to the ones in prison, because they are God's children too. Yes, they are. Reach out to the little children who don't have a home, because mama and daddy, they both may be gone. Listen, God is able, do you know he's able, to keep you strong. And he won't ever leave you alone. And you pick me up and put me back together again. And you took the broken pieces of my life and mold me back together again. And that ain't all you done. You put me back together again. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I have a special guest. I have a special guest with me. Come here, Rita. If it take you all night to get here, you come on and take your time. Because God has been good. He put me back together again. I don't know about folks in the street, but sometimes church folk, I'll make you spend some time on your knees. Do I have a witness? And I thank God I'm not where I used to be. How many of you read the book of Jeremiah where he took the lump of clay and put it on the wheel and began to mold it and shape it? He put me back together again. He gave me back what the devil had stolen from me, but God brought it back. And I know somebody in here can be a witness that the devil will break in your home and get real close to your loved one. Do I have a witness? That's why you always need to stand and tell the devil with authority. I may not be everything I need to be. I got to say this. say this, but I thank God. Oh, I thank God I'm not what I used to be. And I want Rika to take her time and tell her testimony.
My mind.